Amala Purana, is my band ready? So Hare Krishna, welcome, welcome, welcome. Maybe what we could do is we could close the doors so that it's a little bit more peaceful. Yes. Oui, oui. Hare Krishna, today is the last day where we meet together in this format, and we will have a little Krishna Balaram Katha like we used to have the last few days, and then we will request Madhava again to lead us in chanting. I want to say again, the reason why we do hear about Krishna Balaram is so that we can learn to come with our chanting to a level where we really sing for our beloved deities. Proper kirtan means you are glorifying someone. Kirt, the syllable which makes up the word kirtan, means to glorify. It's something to praise the object of your devotion. So in this kirtan effort which we do here, we want to glorify Krishna and Balaram, since it is their festival which we celebrate together. We want to give them that type of pleasure. So we will start. Haridas Thakur has also arrived. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. My dear devotees, yes, Krishna and Balaram were studying the 64 branches of the Vedas. Yes, they were the best students, but what did they think about in the evening before they went to bed? This is the question. What was their inner feeling? And more important, for the devotees of Vrindavan, did they sometimes remember their parents, Nanda and Yashoda? Or were they just lost in the new life? Did they think of the cows who had looked at them with tear-filled eyes, putting up their ears to drink the nectar of Krishna's flute as if the ears were cups and the flute song was nectar? Did they think of the gopis? This is the question. Listen very carefully. Whenever Krishna heard the word mother, he immediately remembered his mother Yashoda, how she had cooked for him, how she had worried for him, how she had said that the Sakas should protect Krishna whenever there was a tiger roaring. And the moment Krishna heard the word father, just the word father, Pita, as he was studying the Vedas, he was remembering his father Nanda Maharaj. He said to Balaram one evening, "My dear brother, Again, I was thinking today of Nanda Maharaj, whose body is on fire, simply remembering me. His friends, the friends of Nanda, cannot embrace Nanda Maharaj because the body of Nanda Maharaj is so hot. Who wishes to fall into a glowing volcano? Balaram started to cry when he heard about Nanda Maharaj. He said, I wish to give up everything this moment and go to Braj. But then he said, well, if I just remember Nanda Maharaj, he is appearing in my heart. Krishna said, true, true, true. If we think about the Brajabasis, they all come into our hearts. They embraced each other. And feeling deep, deep pangs of separation from Braj, the two brothers fell asleep on the same bed, holding each other to the chest and wetting each other with their tears. Now, time came to say goodbye. The education of Krishna and Balaram came to an end. At the end of listening to a teacher, you should give him a Guru Dakshin. Whenever you receive some knowledge from someone, you will make that receiving of knowledge complete only if you give some Guru Dakshin, some fruits, some juice, some Lakshmi, or here in the West, a pizza. Hare Krishna. Let us be practical. So, Sandipani Muni came to his wife and said, they will ask me for a Guru Dakshin, the black and the white one. What should I ask from them? And the wife said, they are extraordinary and you know this. Let us ask something extraordinary. So when Krishna and Balaram came to Sandipani Muni and said, what Guru Dakshin would you like, Revered Teacher? Sandipani Muni smiled and said, my only son had gone to the ocean, and from that time he's missing. Most probably he's dead. Bring him back from the dead. This is a befitting Guru Dakshin for both of you who possess extraordinary powers. Krishna smiled. He bowed down to his teacher, and on a chariot, Balaram and himself drove to the ocean. After some investigation, and this takes a little long time to say, they found out that the son was most probably with Yamaraj in the hellish planets. Krishna and Balaram together went down to the nether planets. When they arrived before the gates of Samjavani, that's the town of the death, Krishna blew on his conch shell, Panchajanya. Immediately Yamaraj came and saw, my God, it's Krishna Balaram. And now I want to cite to you from the Puranas what happened when Yamaraj opened the gates of hell for Krishna Balaram to come inside. When Krishna Balaram went inside, the fires of hell became peaceful on seeing Krishna. All the instruments for torture became blunt, it means they can't cut any longer. And the torture machines fell apart on seeing Krishna. The different hells lost their fearful nature. And the oil in the Kumbhi Paka hell, which was there in the pots where the souls were boiled, evaporated. Just when Krishna walked through the hell. The people who were in hell, just by having the darshan of Krishna Balaram, were delivered. Millions and millions and millions of chariots and vimanas came, and the hellish sinners jumped on the chariots and went back to Vaikuntha. Krishna Balaram ki! Seeing Yamaraj. Oh, this is not Yamaraj. Krishna Balaram had come. Hare Krishna. What happened next, we will sing after we sing this song. I will sing Krishna Kanaya, and you have to sing Dauji Kebaya. Let me say, Krishna Kanaya.
Dauji Kebaya.
No, Dauji Kebaya. You have to go down. I go up. Krishna Kanaya. Hey, Puranji. So when Krishna delivered all the living entities in hell, he looked at Yamaraj, and Yamaraj, who is punishing everyone, stood before Krishna with folded hands. Unlimited tears flowed down from his eyes. His hairs were standing on end. He was trembling. His limbs were paralyzed. He spoke with a choked voice, and perspiration came from Yamaraj, although it was in the hot hell, like ocean water without any stoppage, salt water from the arms. Repeatedly, Yamaraj fell down before Krishna, got up, fell down again. Krishna thought to himself, everyone says Yamaraj is so cruel. I don't see that. He's a great devotee. Why do I get news about his bad character? In front of me, he's behaving properly. I think his cruel actions are in relation to the cruel deeds which the people have done. Yamaraj looked at him and said, O Lord, there is no limit to your mercy. Give me now some seva. And Krishna Balaram said, give us back the son of our teacher who's somewhere here in hell. Yamaraj smiled. I knew that one day you would come here and ask for this gift. O exalted master, the body which your guru saw, the body in which your guru saw his son has been already destroyed. There's nothing left of his body. Allow me to bring the soul to you. Everyone here has been delivered by your presence. Only the son of your guru is suffering intensely. He has some terrible karma, but I will bring him if you wish to deliver him. Krishna said, bring him, bring him. So Yamaraj came. There was only a little soul which he held and said, here is the son. And he gave the soul into Krishna's hand. And the moment the soul touched Krishna's hands, by the touch of Krishna's hand, the soul got the body back. Krishna said, come, you are my dakshin to the guru, to my guru. So when Krishna returned to his guru's house with Balaram, how can I describe to you the pleasure of the guru and his wife? All the people who had heard that Krishna and Balaram came back from hell with the son of the guru lined the streets of Avantipura. They were in excitement. They chatted in bliss and gossiped about the news when they saw Krishna, Balaram and the boys standing between them. Putting the boy in front of him, Krishna and Balaram went down from the chariot and with great respect fell at the feet of their exalted guru. Crying profusely, the guru embraced them, not recognizing his son or anything else. Then he brought the three, Krishna, Balaram and his son, into the house and joyfully fed them. You just came back from hell. You need some prasadam. For two or three days, who can count the blissful days, the people gathered around the house of Sandipani Muni and exclaimed in great joy, see the power of the black one and the white one. They have gone down to hell. They have delivered the son of our teacher from his terrible karma. Could it be that these two are God? Krishna Balaram said, don't talk like this. This is offensive. We are not God. We are just the black one and the white one. My dear devotees, this is the power of Krishna and Balaram. The power which they can do even today. They can deliver us from a spiritually dead position in our lives. Krishna and Balaram can give life back to us. Krishna and Balaram can work their two wonders. Look at the altar, my dear devotees. Look at Balaram, who is standing at Krishna's side. Now he wants to sleep and he has his pyjama on. But normally he has his plow in his hand. Do you know why there's a plow in the right hand of Balaram? He cultivates our heart with good instructions through the Guru Tattva. Then, when our heart is properly cultivated, we can respond to the silver flute and this flute song from Krishna. Without being cultivated by Balaram, without the strength of Lord Balaram, no one can hear the flute of Krishna. Therefore, tomorrow on his appearance day, we will fall down to Balaram. First we give him so much honey that he gets drunk from the honey and he doesn't recognize our bad qualities. A drunken man doesn't do that. And then we will fall down and ask for mercy. And to be doubly sure, we will go to Nityananda, who is the expansion of Balaram. He's on the left side of the altar, very far left from our perspective, or right on the right side from his perspective. Huh? Because he, Nityananda, is doubly drunk. He is Prema Datta Nitai. Prem Datta Go Nitai. We sing like that. He gives the prema. You know, once I went to a drunken man who was very rich. He was in our neighborhood. I needed money and I waited until he was drunken. And I said at that time, give me 5,000 German marks. And the drunken man, because he was really drunken, thought I was his relative or the police. And he went to his trésor and gave me what I needed. If you go to a person who is drunken, he gives you everything. So tomorrow Balaram will drink honey. It is a well-known fact. It's his birthday. At that time, when he has a very soft spot in his heart, you should go. You should fall on the ground and you should say, oh Baladev, oh Nityananda Ram, please, please give me your mercy. This should be your project tomorrow. No other project, only the mercy project. And when Baladev gives his mercy, when Krishna Balaram give his mercy, a dead man can become alive. And the karma, the bonds of karma, the powerful iron chains of karma around our necks can be broken. Krishna Balaram went to hell to stop the sufferings of the residents of hell. They shone in hell like a splendid moon, the master of the stars. Tomorrow is Balaram Chandra's appearance day. Balaram, who's like the moon, pray to him to free you and give you a new, youthful, Krishna-conscious life. In this way, your Balaram's appearance day will be totally successful. Hare... A little higher.